The McLean County Museum of History is looking to raise $16,000 to save and digitize tens of thousands of photos from the pantograph, dating back to the 1930s. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Museum Executive Director Adam Lovell about the digitization project and his first year as head of the library.
In 2010, the museum received around 1 million photographic negatives from the pantograph. The museum is taking on the digitization in chunks, starting with the oldest 30,000. So what will the process look like?
This is a kind of a delicate situation because these are the oldest negatives dating back to the mid-1930s. They're in very fragile condition. They're composed of either cellulose acetate or cellulose nitrate, which is a very harmful and damaging type of plastic. So this isn't the kind of thing that you can just slap on your home flatbed scanner and push the scan button, it'll all turn out great. So we had to partner with a specialized firm. It's actually a Dutch-based firm who has a subsidiary here in the United States based out of New Jersey. And they've agreed to take on this project. And we got some funding from the Illinois State Library, and that's been a great help. That was about $94,000 to kind of get this first 30,000 done, get some metadata, which is basically descriptions, dates, names, places, things like that. And we're going to make those available on the Illinois State Library website so everyone can go through and see them. And when we shipped out the initial 50 boxes, we actually shipped a little bit too much. And we had 8 boxes kind of left remaining that we didn't have the funding to digitize. And we thought, well, while it's there, we had a very short window of about 2 to 3 weeks to say, yeah, we want them to be scanned, but it was an additional cost. And $16,000 is a lot of money for a nonprofit. So we thought if we can get the public's help just to do this little bit of extra, then we don't have to wait a year to ship them back out when we get more money.
So how can the public donate?
There's a link on our website, mchistory.org. Right there on the homepage, you can donate online. You can mail a check to the museum, 200 North Main Street, Bloomington, 61701. Or you can just stop by. That's probably my favorite way, is you can stop by, drop off a cash or check or a credit card donation, and while you're there, just see the museum. I'll make a special offer to anyone who comes by and donates. We'll let you in the museum for free that day.
So, again, the museum is seeking $16,000. After you receive that money, obviously those last 8 boxes will be digitized. Then what's next in the process? There's still a ton more photographs.
Right. So these are being scanned at a very high resolution. And if anyone's ever tried to download 30,000 high-resolution images over the Internet, because that's how these are being delivered to us, is through an FTP, it takes us almost 24 hours to download one box. From the company's website. And so to do these 30 boxes, do the math, that's about 30 days. So we're actually coming in every day, even on our days off, to hit the scan another box button on the computer so that we can keep it going even on weekends and holidays.
Are these images available now? How can the public see them and when?
The images are not available right now because once we get the images back, that's all we have is just an image and a file name. So this grant allowed us to hire a part-time librarian to actually come in and do what we call metadata, which is put in descriptions about what's going on in that photo and where was it taken, who was the photographer, what's the date. Since these are pantograph photos, it's really great because we can go back into the newspaper archives and look up the story, and we can get a lot of information about most of these images. However, some of these are stories that just didn't make the cut. And those are some of the real true gems that we're finding. Things that we didn't think would be in the collection because we knew that those stories didn't exist, looking back through the archives, now we're finding images about. So those require a little bit more research. So we hope sometime mid to late summer we'll have a big release and announce that there's enough available online that people can start to go and look at them through the state website.
Now, is there a timeline on how long the museum wants to wait to get this money?
You know, the sooner the better. And this is just the first 30,000. The 16,000 to do the additional will be roughly 5,500 additional images from those 8 boxes. And this is a great start, but 30,000 is really small when you look at over 1 million negatives. So this is going to be a multi-year project, a series of grants from different organizations, institutions, both state, federal, some local sponsorships to get this whole push done.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Adam Lovell, Executive Director of the McLean County Museum of History. So now, Adam, you've been at the helm of the library for about a year now. What are you most proud of in your tenure thus far?
Well, what I'm most proud of is the fact that I made it through a whole year. it's really been a fun experience. I mean, I came to this job, to this museum, to this community, because I wanted to be part of something really great. And this was not the kind of job that I'm used to, where I come in to fix a lot of like really big problems. The education outreach that they do, the exhibits that we do, the research that's being done both in-house and by researchers who come in, it's second to none. And they really have, you know, ties to a lot of parts of the community. So I came here to be a part of something great, and I'm very glad to be here.
And now, you said your previous work has been to go into a museum and really fix some much needed changes. The Museum of History here in McLean County didn't have those issues, like you just said, but what projects would you like to see come to fruition?
Well, no museum is without its issues. And so by no major issues, I mean that, you know, they weren't really struggling in the programmatic sense. So I've after a year, it's kind of allowed me to take a broad 30,000 feet look at the institution and figure out where do we really need to put resources, where do we really need to focus on improving. And I've kind of got three main areas. And the first is just, how do we engage the community more? I mean, we have absolutely amazing programs that, and I don't just say that because I'm paid to say that. Like I said, I came here from a fairly good job because I wanted to be part of something really great. And so the quality is there. And I think we focus too much on having a good quality product, which sounds like a good thing. But we really struggle with getting local people to come in and experience everything that we have to offer. So much that we do is free to the public, to educators, to school children of all ages, to senior citizens. And we're just, I'm not seeing the numbers that I would like to see. So engaging the community is kind of one big priority. Along those lines, also just building partnerships with different organizations in town. We have a lot already built, but we're finding little niche groups of individuals that have historically thought that the museum is not for us. The museum is for that group of people over there. It's not meant to represent our history. And that's exactly the wrong attitude. And of course, we want, you know, McLean County history encompasses everyone, everything, every aspect, you know, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, the rich, the poor, everything. And so trying to reach some of those smaller niche communities would really help us to better tell the full story of McLean County, not just the mainstream story that has always been written about. And then lastly, just kind of strengthening the infrastructure. We're just coming off of a very successful capital campaign, and that has allowed us to grow our capacity in staff and in outreach and in programs. But with that comes sort of the back end, the stuff that the public never sees. You know, how do we process more, you know, invoices that come in? How do we pay more staff? How do we, you know, cover insurance for things that we didn't have before? How do we update all these digital technologies that we've implemented? And so those are questions that had never really been looked at. So now we have to figure out, how do we fix things on the back end so that we can fully support these upgrades that have come from this campaign, and you know, be able to move forward and allow the institution to start to grow again.
So you have over 19 years of museum experience and worked at museums spanning states and New Zealand. So how have your previous museum positions helped you mold your goals for the Museum of History here in McLean County?
Yeah, I think I'm up to 7 states now. I mean, museums have always been my life. I was a history major as an undergrad because I liked history, which was great, but I didn't know how to make a living liking history. So for all those history majors out there, you know, there is a path for you. And I found my path through museums. And it was in the year 2000, and I got my first museum job, and everything just kind of clicked that this is where I was meant to be. I can take my love and my passion for history and share it with other people. You know, I say this a lot, is if you go find 10 random people on the street and you say, here's a history book about McLean County that's 300 pages long, you know, I want you to read it and tell me what you think. You know, you're probably not going to get many takers who are going to be willing to sit down and read a book. But if I came up to those same 10 people and I said, here's two free passes to come to the History Museum and you can learn about history that way, I'm probably going to get nearly all of them to at least take the tickets and seriously consider it. And museums are just an easier way to reach people that are more engaging. And it's just something about seeing the artifact, the thing, the photograph that was there at the time. It connects us to our past in a way that documentaries and books and films and other things just don't. And come to the museum. I hear all the time people say that they went to Florida or California or New York, and, oh, while we were there, we went to this really cool museum. And I say, well, what about the really cool museum right here in your own backyard? And that kind of goes to my first point, was we really need to engage the community more, and people need to realize what true treasure that we have right here in Bloomington.
That was GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with McLean County Museum of History Executive Director Adam Lovell.